From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Hannibal Buress, Jesse Klein, and Brian Babylon. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. In just a minute, Carl renews his subscription to High Rhymes magazine and our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Brian, Amazon prides itself on being on the cutting edge of customer service and may have outdone themselves with the announcement that they'll start shipping customers' packages when?
Like, before they even think about it.
Exactly. Before they order it.
Yeah.
It's based on a combination of your previous purchases, wish lists that you've made, and how long your mouse hovers over certain items when you're browsing. Amazon calls
dangerous.
It anticipatory shipping.
Whoa.
Or knowing your deepest and most shameful desires. And the way it works is, you know, Amazon collects and collates all that data, and they anticipate your future purchases, and they ship those things to a shipping center near you, so it's ready as soon as you want it. So, like, let's say you've bought the Star Wars role-playing game rulebook, and your very own Doctor Who replica sonic screwdriver. So it pre-ships you a copy of Microwave Cooking for One.
Oh,
nerds. Uh-oh, I better... That's why I'm going to get none of those yoga pants shipped to the office.
Yeah.
So is that... I mean, do you think there's like some robot back there, like...
Well, I mean, it's like artificial intelligence computers are like, well, Brian's ordered this, Brian's ordered that, Brian's ordered this. So we anticipate, based on our data, that he will next order this thing.
See, and that's how robots become aware, man. We got to stop stuff like this. We're going too far.
Do you telling me that the robots eventually are going to rise up by sending us, like, the complete run of Degrassi High before we tell it that we want it?
Yep. They're going to just ruin our credit, and then we're going to have to live in caves.
I wish that Amazon would send me some jokes about this topic. I got nothing.
Hannibal, this week, a well-known, one-time heavy user of marijuana argued that pot is, in fact, not as bad for you as alcohol, and punishments for using it should be reduced. Who is this helpless stoner?
Nancy Grace.
No, but I'm really struck by how awesome that would be. Somebody even more well-known than Nancy Grace. Think of him as our stoner-in-chief.
Bill Clinton.
Actually, I can actually quote the person we're talking about, because he said in reference to Bill Clinton, he said, well, of course I inhaled. That was the point. So not Bill Clinton, but somebody else.
We can't move along. I missed it a few times.
I'm ready to buzz in.
You just want to walk away?
I'm ready to buzz
We're
in.
Very generous on this show. All right, Jesse?
President Barack Obama.
Indeed, yes, President Obama.
Drug addict Barack Obama.
In an interview with David Remnick of The New Yorker, President Obama gave the message to our little boys and girls that marijuana is, to use the language of the drug culture, cool.
He's going too far now.
You think so?
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, it was just Michelle's 50th birthday. I can see them smoking a little pot for Michelle's birthday.
Also, nobody drug tests the president.
That's true.
But I always thought, like, those old-timey guys had those little, like, you know, yoink. Those little...
Snuff.
Yeah.
You just made a snuff gesture.
Yeah, like, yoink, yoink. Those kind of, like, little, like Benjamin Franklin. I think he got...
You think so? Benjamin Franklin? Oh, yeah.
Out there with the kite and the keys and stuff? That's...
Brian, this week we learned something that may retroactively ruin your childhood. Kellogg's has announced, or I should say admitted, that Fruit Loops, the cereal, are what?
It's not like a plot or nothing.
No. I'm trying to imagine what a Fruit Loops-based plot would be.
Oh. All right, give me a hint.
I'll give you a hint. Well, this really only applies to the people who would, like, sit and pick out the red ones, say, because those were their favorites.
Wow. I knew this the whole time as a child. They were all the same flavor.
Exactly right.
They're all the same flavor.
It advertises all the food flavors, and you get the red ones, the blue ones, and whatever. Kellogg's has finally admitted that there is absolutely no difference in flavor between the individual colors of Fruit Loops.
Oh, man.
I can't believe this. It's like you cannot trust a thing that talking cartoon birds said.
You know, I don't even think Snap, Crackle, and Pop are even related.
Yeah.
Wait, were they saying they were related?
They implied it. They implied that they were brothers.
Strongly implied.
They're just three small little dudes cutting up.
I bet Count Chocula was not really European nobility.
He was some weird old black dude with fangs.
That's terrible.
I mean, listen, as a child, I had on a lab coat and just rolls of Fruit Loops and taste tests and clipboards. I knew this.
Did you? You were interested in this part?
Yeah, I was like, this is not adding up.
This other stuff was fun and jokes, but this one is kind of bumming me out a little bit.